This is KWBU-FM. Waco Independent School District officials and its Board of Trustees announced that investigations into University High School revealed irregularities in grading and attendance reporting, which ultimately allowed some students to graduate even though they didn't meet state requirements. In a press conference, Board President Pat Atkins said trustees are disappointed with the employees responsible, saying their actions affect the public's trust of the district.
It appears a few people have made poor decisions and may have damaged that integrity. I assure you, Superintendent Kane, the trustees in the district are doing all we can to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Among the findings were errors with the school's individual graduation committees. In Texas, these committees provide students with a second chance at graduation if they haven't failed more than two end-of-course exams. The investigation, however, found at least three students who graduated through these committees had either failed three end-of-course tests or didn't take them at all. There were additional problems found with IGCs, including areas where standards were lowered, making passing easier. Furthermore, the investigation found faults with the school's credit recovery program. Some students who recovered credit through computer-based assignments in the school's top lab did so within days and some within hours.
We know that a student failed both semesters of chemistry during the school year, failed the first semester with a 49, failed the second semester with a 35. That student did not show up in the TOPS lab until June 2nd. And by June 3rd, they had already earned a full year of chemistry credit.
Atkins said the external investigation reviewed the documents of nearly 150 students whose educational records raised certain flags. However, it remains uncertain exactly how many students were able to graduate as a result of this misconduct. The district first learned of the issues on June 3, 2016, just one day before University High School's graduation. Three University High employees were placed on administrative leave after the allegations surfaced. There's more news online at kwbu.org.